Today's Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Dalid Omud Beis. We begin at the very bottom of Yud Dalid Omud Aleph with Sif Yud in Simen Ches, still talking about tzitzis. The Mechaber writes, Im lo veish talis koton be'od she'en yodob nikios. If a person puts on his talis koton in the morning when he gets up, when he hasn't yet washed his hands, then yil b'shenu b'lo bracha. He should put it on without making the bracha at that point. And later, ukish ito yodob, washes his hands, yamashmesh batzitzis vivarich lov. He then should touch the tzitzis, move the tzitzis about a little bit, and then can make the bracha. Alternatively, o kishiyobash talis acher, when he puts on his talis gadol, when he takes another garment that has four corners on it and he has tzitzis on it, yivarich lov, he can make the bracha on that garment, v'yichavin liftor gamizeh, and have in mind that he's also pottering up the bracha that was required for the garment that he's already wearing, the talis katan. And in that situation, he wouldn't have to go and touch, move about the tzitzis of the first garment. The Mishneh Berurah explains what's going on over here. He says, the bozeh, by touching the tzitzis, yechoshev kitzas kilu lovsha was. It's as if you're putting them on right then and there. You're already wearing them. So by showing that you're touching them, you're showing that the bracha is going on the tzitzis. The afal gav de kaimelon b'chol ha-mitzos tzarech levarech over alayet siyoson mamish. And even though normally we say you should make the bracha right before you do the mitzvah, and here you've already been wearing the tzitzis for a while, this is different, bishum dakate gavra lochozi, because at the time that he put on the tzitzis, he wasn't capable of making the bracha. This idea has applications in a number of different halachic situations. For example, if somebody didn't have a talis at the time he started davening, and now gets the talis in the middle of the kriya shema, so he doesn't make the bracha then, or after the davening, yimashmesh betzitzis vivarach, then he just touches the tzitzis and makes the bracha then. This is very important for people that daven at a hashkama minyan during the times of the year when it's still before the time for talis and tefillin, so they often will put on the talis and tefillin at the moment that they begin davening, after dawn, but before the proper time for talis and tefillin, and then when they reach the time for talis and tefillin, which could be far into the davening, at a point when they're allowed to, they are memashmesh, they touch the tefillin, they touch the tzitzis, and make the appropriate brachas at that point in time. Likewise, if somebody is getting dressed in a place where it's improper to make a bracha, for example, you're getting dressed in a bathhouse, in a mikvah, or something like that, so you put on your talis katan, and you can't make a bracha on it, so when you leave the bathhouse, you make the bracha then, you ideally should be mamashmesh with the tzitzis, and then make the bracha. Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe talks about the importance of being mamashmesh when you make the bracha. He says, min ha-din, yesh lo mashalo hitzrichu l'mashmesh, ela kedei she'yeh heker ma'isa l'kiyam ha-mitzvah, shemavarech aleha. Technically, he says that this mishmush, this touching the tzitzis, is just to demonstrate that the bracha is going on the tzitzis. But technically, that's not really necessary. Because technically, the mitzvah of tzitzis continues. It's not just the second that you put it on, but every second that you wear it, you're getting a mitzvah. So technically, when you make the bracha right now, it's on the mitzvah that you're doing right now, not on only the mitzvah that you did a few minutes ago or a while ago. Similarly, he says the same idea by kilayim. If a person is wearing shatnez, if a person is wearing a garment that has kilayim in it, so every single second that he's wearing it, he gets an isser. And therefore, by the tzitzis, every second that you're wearing it, you get a mitzvah, so therefore you can make the bracha technically without touching the tzitzis. However, he recommends, Hiskinu chachamim shamishmush ya'akev kidei shivarech alav. The mishmush is important, and one should do it, and one should make the bracha only after one is touching the tzitzis again. The Mishneh Berurah points out that nowadays as well, as we've mentioned before, Nohog bizmanenu levarech al talis gadol ulechavin liftar b'zeh talis katan. People don't make who wear a talis gadol a separate bracha on their talis katan when they put it on in the morning, but when they put on their talis gadol, they have in mind that it is yotze, the bracha required for the talis katan. The Mishneh Berurah says this is very good. V'hachi odif tvei, this is the proper way to do this, it's better. Imashinog in eza anoshim, as opposed to what some people do, that they make a separate bracha al talis katan, and then, almost immediately afterwards, take it mevarchim al talis gadol. That already is a problem, because shegormin bracha sheina tzricha, because you're making an unnecessary bracha. V'od, furthermore, afilu miyafsik zman meruba ben atalis katan legadol. Even there's a significant amount of time, you put on your talis katan in the morning, then you go to shul, it takes you a few minutes, you get to shul, you put on your talis, so there's a significant hefsik in between, that it's not a bracha sheina tzricha. Nevertheless, come upon him, ein roi levarich alav. Many times the talis katan really shouldn't deserve to have a bracha made on it. It's not constructed properly, it's too small for the person, or he slept in his talis katan all night long, and that raises the difficulty of should you or should you not make a bracha. as we will discuss later on, but therefore it is the proper way for a person to wear his talis katan in the morning and then make the bracha only on the talis gadol, not on the talis katan. Of course, for Ashkenazim, who have the custom that young boys before the age of marriage, before they get married, do not wear a talis gadol, so then of course this is moot, they have to make the bracha on the talis katan. Do you require kavana when you're making the bracha on the talis gadol for the talis katan? So ideally, yes. So the Eishel Avrami Bachach brings down a very interesting concept, which we've discussed as well in regards to saying the Shem Hashem to make sure you have the proper kavana. You can make it tonight. It works according to some for the saying of the Shem Hashem. It certainly works here according to Eishel Avram for the tzitzis. Shiyochu ligalos daito pamachas avar kol yomov. Say one time. Every time I make the bracha on the talis gadol, I also have intention to make it on the talis katan. Shel olam kishi yivarech ala talis gadol, yiftor bekach gam es talis katan. And the Eishel Avram says this tonight works. As I mentioned, we had discussed this, making a similar tonight every morning. So look, Chazari here, before you say davening, you should have in mind that every single time you say the Yud Kei Vav Kei, this means Adon Kol HaYehoveh V'Yeh, and this way you can fulfill the obligation to say the Shem Hashem properly. Same concept over here with the tzitzis. The Ben Ish Chai actually goes so far as to suggest that if you say the L'Shem Yichud, which some do say, some are against saying, we're not here to discuss that right now, but those that do have the custom of saying the L'Shem Yichud prior to putting on the tzitzis, so he says, Yargil Atzmo Lahosif Benusach, add to the davening, add to the nusach over there, and say, Hareini Mechavein Liftoi Bibrocha Zu Gam HaTalis Katan Sha'olai. This also fulfills my making the bracha on the talis katan. Shlomo Zalman points out that in the days of Slichos, where we get up very early, you put your talis katan on, and then you may not daven for an hour or two, because the Slichos are very long. He says, in that situation, still, there is no need to make a bracha on the talis katan. You can still rely on the bracha on the talis gadol that may be 2 hours later. However, for a young boy who is not married, he won't have that opportunity, so he should, at the end of the slichos, touch his tzitzis, mimashmesh b'tzitziosav, and then make the bracha mitzvah tzitzis. Sif Yud Aleph. Iker mitzvahs talis katan lelovsho al begodav. The proper placement of the talis gadol, the mechaber says, is on top of one's clothing. Kedesha tomid yireyu v'yiskor hamitzvah. So you should constantly see it and be aware and reminded of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, which, as we said, is one of the major purposes of wearing tzitzis. Mechaber said you should wear it on top of your clothing. The Mishnah Berurah says, ubeksovim isa. He brings down the talis katan tachas begodav, that one, in fact, should wear the talis katan underneath one's clothing. The kos of the magen avram, the al koponim tzor, certainly the tzitzis still should be outside. And even if you're wearing the tzitzis, the garment underneath your clothing, the fringes, the tzitzis themselves should be outside and not tucked into your corners of the garment, talis katan itself. However, if you work amongst goyim, it would be okay if your tzitzis are tucked into the folds of the talis katan. However, when you're putting them on, you certainly should hold them for at least the distance that it takes to walk Dalet Amos, which he said is about 6 to 8 feet, a second or two. The Bir Halacha says that our minhag nowadays is to wear the talis katan underneath our garments. Again, there are Hasidisha groups and others that wear the talis specifically on top of their shirts, and this, in fact, was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Most agree, however, that one shouldn't wear the actual talus cotton directly on the skin itself. The Shailus Tshuvas Tziachis writes, Ein roi lilbosh beged shel mitzvah al guf orim. You shouldn't wear a garment of a mitzvah on the naked skin, on the direct on the body itself, without any intervening undergarments in between it. And furthermore, yesh bekach zilzul, there is a desecration over here. Im tikones kozeas aguf beged shel mitzvah, if all the sweat of your body were to go onto your tzitzis, that's improper. And that which the Arizal said, that one should wear the tzitzis underneath your clothing, he was referring to underneath your outer clothing, but on top of a undergarment. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds over here, and he says, Nochon lizorim lasus kain, one should be careful not to wear the tzitzis directly on the body, kidei sholye talis koton kebeged ha'osu lekabel zeya, because then the tzitzis, the talis koton that you're wearing, becomes essentially an undershirt to collect the sweat, and then it would actually be parted from tzitzis, and therefore one should wear an undershirt and then put the tzitzis on top of the undershirt. This introduces us to a very important Mishnah Berurah, who says on the Mechaber that Yireyu v'yizkor mitzvos, so you should see the tzitzis and therefore remember all the mitzvos. He writes, this is based upon the pasuk, u'zichartem, you will see the tzitzis and you remember all the mitzvos. Then he brings down Those people that have their tzitzis totally tucked into their pants, not into the corners of the talis cotton, as we mentioned previously, but they tuck them totally into their pants. Not enough that you're not fulfilling the concept of you should see your tzitzis and you should be reminded of all the mitzvos. However, it looks like they are intentionally desecrating the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has very strong language, and it'll eventually be held accountable for doing this. When you walk amongst non-Jews, so then you can go fold the tzitzis into the corners of the talis cotton itself. And he says, if you were to receive a present from a king, the king's name on it, wouldn't you be proud to demonstrate and show it off to everybody? Certainly with the tzitzis. As we'll learn later on, there are many secrets and insights into the way the tzitzis are knotted to represent various ideas and ramazim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how great is the person who is able to wear such a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on him. If somebody's careful with performing the mitzvah tzitzis, he'll be zochet to see the shechina eventually. And furthermore, it's understood from the psukim that Yehudim sheyisharu le'eis keitz, those Jews that will be around at the time of the Mashiach coming, they'll be especially zealous and careful with the mitzvah tzitzis. As it says, ubo asor anoshim mikol lishonos hagoyim, tens of people will come from all of the goyim, verzigu b'chnaf ishudi, and they'll hold on to the tzitzis, the corner garment of a Jewish person. V'yomru chazal azeh, kol hazor b'mitzvah tzitzis, if somebody is careful to perform the mitzvah tzitzis properly, zoche u'mshamshin lo shnei alofim u'shmona meos avodim v'chulei. He'll be zoche to have 2,800 servants taking care of him. Are there any other opinions regarding wearing the tzitzis out? So for Sfardim, and possibly for Ashkenazim as well, there is certainly a strong difference of opinion brought down in the Halacha Brura, and he says, Minag HaSvardim, the Eidos HaMizrach, the Svardim and the Middle Eastern Jewish people of Svardi origin, they have, according to them, Bein Beged HaTzitzis uBein HaTzitzios, not only the Talis Kotem, but even the fringes, the Tzitzis themselves, Tzrichim Lios Mechusim Mitachas LaBigodim, they must be covered up underneath their clothing and not one outside. V'chein Das Arbeinu Arizal, V'Ravaseinu HaMekubalim, and he brings this in the name of the Ari and various other Mekubalim and a long line of great Svardi Poskim, including the Kaf HaChaim and many others. And he says, Af Talmidei HaYeshivos, even for the yeshiva boys, the Svardi yeshiva boys, Tov v'nochon shlo yishanu miminog avoseihem, they should not switch from the minhog of the Svardi poskim and gedolim, shenagu kemidori doros, who wore their tzitzis inside for many, many, many generations. And he says, mikol makom osom meha ashkenazim, those amongst the ashkenazim, anogim lo tzia tzitzios michutz libigdeihem, they wear their tzitzis out, no rashoyim lasos kei, they have the right to do so, v'yesh lehem al mishi yismochu, and they have those great Gedolim who they can rely upon. Indeed, he brings down in the name of his great father, Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, that he says that nowadays there are people in the Svardi community that are trying to change the minhag, and he says this is a terrible thing for them to do, to now instruct the pupils to go and wear their tzitzis outside like the Ashkenazim, and he says, Kol hamishane yodo al ha-tachtona, it's improper for them to wear their tzitzis out, not that it's an okay thing to do, but it's wrong for them to wear their tzitzis out, because it looks like they're disparaging all the previous Gedolei HaSfarad who didn't do this. He writes, Poshut, Shibnei Yeshiva Sfardim Halomdim Yeshiva Shal Ashkenazim, even if Sfardi students are learning in an Ashkenazi yeshiva, Einam Tzrichim Lochush Bezeh Le'isr Losis Gorudu, don't think, well, it looks like there are two camps of Torah here. Los Asu Agudas Agudas, he says, no. Isr Zeh Eino Shayach Klal B'chayotzi Bezeh, he says, there's absolutely no concern over here of Losis Gorudu. The Piskei Tshuvos likewise brings down that there are many different opinions about whether the tzitzis should be worn out or whether they should be worn inside. And he writes, Minhag HaAshkenazim is Al Pi HaMagen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah and Gedolei HaDoros, LaHakpid Me'od Shiyu HaTzitzios Megulim, that one should wear the tzitzis outside and not tucked into the pants. At best, maybe you don't need to have all four out, maybe only the front two, or even only one of the tzitzis in the front visible. Minhag HaSfardim, based upon the Maimon Mordechai and all of the others that I mentioned, the Mekubalim, that they can wear the tzitzis inside. And he says, the nara upashte, everybody should follow their stream and everybody should do what their parents did. all agree that a person should wear his talis katan all day long. And the Torah writes, Dome bekachli odem shehizir es chaveru aleze inyon. It's when you want somebody to be reminded about something, you tie something, a rubber band around their finger or something like that, and the tzitzis serve the same purpose. Kosher keshe biazuro kidei liskar inyon hu. This will help you remember all the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sif Yud Beis begins in Yeshlo Kama Begodim Shalarba Kamfos. If a person has multiple four-cornered garments, Kulum Chayav Mitzitzis, every single one that he's wearing, the Mishnah Berurah points out, only if you're wearing them are they obligated, but if you're wearing multiple garments at the same time, each one has to have the tzitzis on it. Vim Lovshim Kulum below Hefsik, if you put one on right after the other, Vayadato Mitchila Kulam, and your intention was to wear all of them at the beginning, one bracha suffices. Lo Yivarech Ela Bracha Achas. But if there was an interruption between the placing of one on the other, and the Mishnah Berurah says, and you didn't have intention beforehand that there would be this interruption, Tzorech Levarech, I'll call Achas V'Echos. Then you have to make a separate bracha on each individual pair that you put on. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here that it has to be a significant pause in between the putting on the different garments in order to require a separate bracha. If it's just a very short pause, and certainly if you were silent in between, if there was a long period of time, you are Yotze with one bracha. If you spoke in between putting on the different pairs, so if it was in regards to the levisha, it was a part of the need of putting on the tzitzis, you had somebody, please bring me that garment, then it's also pashut that you don't have to make another bracha. But if it wasn't for the regards of the garment, yesh deos ben aposkim, there are different opinions over here as to what you should do. Mishnah Berurah concludes, mutov shelo lahachnis b'sofik bracha. Better not to get yourself involved in a sofik bracha over here, and be careful not to let this happen. This concludes today's shir.